And we have a great guest for you this morning with Indiana Baseball. He's the director of operations. He's my really good friend, Roger Roadhaver, joining us. Roger, good morning. How are you?
Great. Glad. How are you? Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we appreciate you making the time for us this morning. We know you're super busy. An 11-game road trip wrapped up for the Hoosiers last Sunday in San Diego. And as we just talked about, some weather there on the line. We come back, and it's a 10-game homestand, and we started off on Tuesday with the Cincinnati Bearcats in town, and we've got more baseball action starting this afternoon. Let's start with the road trip. Indiana getting off to a warmer climbs, Myrtle Beach, Port Charlotte, San Diego. Well, the weather forecast this week has shown us why you guys go to such wonderful places to get your season started.
Definitely. You know, the advantage to getting out in a warmer climate, although being 7 years now, you never quite know exactly how the weather's going to be early in the season. It always seems to be warmer when you go south, and we don't have a problem doing that. We're used to it. Get out there, an opportunity to get four games in a couple of weekends because, unfortunately, as you alluded to, the weather eliminates those midweek games early in the season for us. So to be able to go get four down at Myrtle Beach, beautiful stadium down there, playing Coastal and some really good competition. All the way to last weekend, being able to get four out in San Diego. And, of course, when you're winning those games, it's always good. So, no, can't complain. Wish we'd have brought back some of that weather, though, because, like you said, that's that plays havoc here sometimes. And hopefully we get out of the 40s this weekend. But the weathermen, they're right about 20% of the time, and I think they're right this weekend.
We hope they're wrong. Saturday should be nice, but we've already seen the effect on the weather. Your home opener was scheduled for Wednesday. Moved it back to Tuesday because it was a 20-degree difference. Of course, why wouldn't you? We talked to Coach after the game as the media. This team doesn't make excuses, but you got home at 3-something in the morning, Monday morning, then turned around and played at 3-something on Tuesday afternoon. That's a little bit tough on the kids.
Yeah, without a doubt. Tough on the adults, too, although we try to hide it a little bit more. You know, up in my face at 6:45 in the morning because he's up and ready to go and happy to see me and need to get to school. So I felt the pain as the kid did. You know, and with our scheduling, academics-wise, most of those kids are in 8 a.m. classes.
And that's where the tough part is, yeah. When you don't know that balance.
Oh, yeah, but and, you know, they get a full slate. So they knocked it out academically. And I mean, you could blame it on a quick turnaround. But, you know, our guys were ready. We played well. Just got to tip your cap to Cincinnati there that night. But, you know, we wanted to move it back, like you said, though. The main thing is us getting a minimum of our 47 games to be NCAA tournament worthy at the end of the year. If you don't hit that minimum benchmark, then you're not eligible for the tournament. And, of course, that's the ultimate goal. So any way we can try to not lose as many games as we can, because you never know how Mother Nature's going to play you, whether it's the Nor'easter up in the Northeast this week where teams are scrambling trying to move home games down to Atlanta and down in Florida area. You just never know how it's going to be dealt. So you got to do everything you can. And we're blessed with that flexibility. We've got a great staff and administration over there at IU that when we do, you know, 48 hours out, move a game time up 24 hours, they're able to scramble and make it as seamless as possible and look like they were ready all along, which, of course, those fine folks are. So, but no, it's that flexibility in baseball is until we get a dome early in the season, we're always kind of dodging weather. So.
Well, you've got a great field for it. That's the good news, because rain doesn't bother you in the sense it's you won't get on that turf field, an unplayable field, so that's good. But we also have a game change time for today. Friday night games, usually on the homestands, are scheduled at 6 p.m. Tell me what time we're going this afternoon.
Yeah, well, you know, those temperatures here, and I heard you catching or saying it there at the start, up into the mid-40s today, and once the sun goes down, really starts dropping temp-wise. It's one of the things, one of the facets of the position is always dialed into the weather, and between Lem and I and John Bauer over there, we're tuned into it. And it was just early on you knew to try to play this game in daylight. And, you know, if it's 42 and sunny out, which I'm looking out the window now, and it's not a few clouds up there, but hopefully if it stays sunny, that adds 15 to 20 degrees on the turf. No lie, it really does it.
If it's
60 down on the turf if the sun's out today, so
We know that does that in the summertime, and it does it here in the wintertime as well, that reflective, and it makes it warm up. The Pacific Tigers are the opponent. The Hoosiers coming off an unbelievable 9-2, not unbelievable, a very great 9-2 road swing there. You were rewarded with the Big Ten Player of the Week, the Big Ten Freshman of the Week for their performances, taking 3 out of 4 against the ranked Toreros of San Diego. Tell me what you saw from Mr. Gorski on the weekend.
Payoff. He wasn't happy with the first 2 weeks. Spent a lot of time in the cages last week with Coach Cheese and Coach Lim, and we're fortunate now to have the ability to record our games on the road. And, of course, the popularity of college baseball in and of itself, a lot more games are being televised. So we're able to, you know, got some smart kids back home ripping that off the Internet to be able to show our kids, be able to show swings and compare it to last year's swings with Matt. And Matt spent a lot of time, maxed out the hours last week to really get back to who he was and working on that swing, and it paid off this past weekend. He's a speed guy with some pop, and, man, when he just put the ball in play, he's going to beat out 70% of those. And he had 3 or 4 infield hits, infield base hit, but then, I mean, some big doubles for us, run scoring doubles. And, the ability to get on bases is one of his keys to his game, because, like I said, that speed plays no matter if you're hitting 200 or 500, the speed will play. But getting on base is what he had to do, and he did. The success trickled through the lineup. Of everyone is able to feed off, really. There was Gorski's start, Dunham, you know, we talked about him, Matt Lloyd swinging it well with a big knock there at the end of game one of the doubleheader. But that, and Logan continued to stay high. Of course, Feinman, hot, always hot in California, being a Cali kid. so it was fun to see that offense get going. But it's also exciting because, you know, I've been around it long enough now. It's not reached its potential yet. And that's what Coach is alluding to it as well. And it's, man, it's going to be really fun. And, yeah, we stubbed our toe Tuesday night. But look for the guys to come out and aggressive approaches like we have. And it's one of the things, they call it limo ball. Get some guys on, and, man, a fun start. So
cause some havoc on those base paths.
Yeah, Gorski played extremely well.
Roger Rodehaver, he's the director of baseball ops here for Indiana University. He's got a busy weekend series. The Pacific Tigers are in town from Stockton, California. We talked a little hitting. Let's talk a little pitching. Paulie Milto has been the anchor to get things started. Who gets the ball today at 3 o'clock? And tell me about your weekend rotation.
Friday night guy, Seavers, getting the ball tonight. He's been a rock. You know, and of course, Saturday, Milto, those two guys have been anchors. Both those guys look like they just spend a lot of time throwing darts because they're locating everything well right now. Both of them have that competitive attitude and desire and drive. And what I like, just being a baseball guy, is they work fast. Both of them, man, get the ball back, get them, and pump it back in there. And, you know, Stever, kind of a hard luck, I guess, if you're just going off stats this year, but he's throwing the ball really well. And I say that, he gave up a couple windblown home runs in the Oklahoma game, season opener. Otherwise, he gets the win in that game. And then just kind of a hard luck. He sixth inning, got in some trouble down there in Florida. And I think the reliever we brought in they ended up coming back and tying the game when he left with the lead. So, but again, it's a team game. He's never going to say that. But I know, you know, just in league and stuff like that, people talk about the numbers. And, yeah, that is what it is. Numbers don't lie, but they also be able to see it in person and see really how dominant he was in both those games, sans 4 or 5 pitches. So he's getting it tonight. It should be a quickie, kind of like Kyle Hart. We like those games, especially if it's going to be cooler. and then tomorrow, Milto, as we alluded to, I mean, he started off the season 15 scoreless innings. But I think the most remarkable stretch was the start down in Port Charlotte he had. 17 straight strikes to start the game. I'd never seen 9 pitches, 9 strikes, 3 strikeouts in the first inning, and then the first 2 batters of the next inning called strike 3s on 3 pitches. And then he gets 0-2 on the third hit. I mean, it was like I said, I mean, those guys came out. They're on a mission. You know, and then the experience they had from playing summer ball out east gave them the confidence to know they could come back here and do what they wanted, so to speak, and have that confidence that they are two of the top right-handed pitchers in the conference. So, and then Sunday, Tommy Summer, young lefty. Out of Carmel. Excellent kid. Had great stuff. Had a good start out in San Diego this past weekend. It wasn't a pitch count or anything like that that got him out of the game. But, you know, one of the things this team is blessed with is the depth. And when you got Seaver going seven Friday and you got Milto going six and seven.
Yeah,
well,
you got to get some guys to throw.
You're not on your bullpen. Yeah, you got to, and then, you know, for the staff, got to know what they got. You know, I mean, because once the conference hits, then you start. You're going to start using the back end of the bullpen a lot more, and it's just the nature of the game. But you got to kind of know what you got, too. And I think the dominating piece on that is, you know, the double closer with Lloyd and Kruger. So Kruger's just thrown a lot of balls with hair on him so far this year. So he gets in the game, he'll put some numbers on that scoreboard dealer-wise that Hoosier fans ain't seen in a while.
Speaking of scoreboard, you got a brand-new big one out there in left field. Tell me all about it for the fans.
Ginormous. That's the first thing. Holy cow, that thing is large. But, man, so fortunate, blessed. And, you know, Fred Glass, the administration, everyone that helped erect that thing. And I say that thing because, holy cow, man, it is I love it. I mean, everyone comments about it. It's the talk on kind of like our red uniforms on Sunday. Media now, how big the board is. And it's going to be exciting to see that thing in action tonight. Wasn't quite ready for Tuesday's game, so it was shut off. But it's, of course, if you're on social media, seen the pictures, seen the videos scrolling across, is our SIDs, marketing department, everyone's learning how to use it because it's brand new to all of us. So, yeah, that's a game changer for sure. Can't wait to see that thing in action. It'll only get better as we go, so.
Hey, thanks for your time this morning. We really appreciate it. 3 p.m. this afternoon, folks. Don't look at your paper schedules. Make sure you check iuhoosiers.com. Stay up to date on the social. If games do change because of the weather, that is the best and quickest place to get your information. 3 o'clock, the home opener with Pacific. Roger, thanks for your time. We'll be in touch throughout the season, my man.
Absolutely. Thanks, Glass.